Meanwhile, Egypt's president appeals for calm, calling on Egyptians to remain faithful to the values of the revolution. The appeal comes as at least 9 people are killed in the city of Suez on the second anniversary of the country's revolution. Mohamed Morsi says Egyptians have to express their opinions peacefully while renouncing violence. Clashes between police and anti-Morsi protesters have also left over 450 people injured. Protesters accuse Morsi of failing to deliver on his campaign promises. Mohsen Saleh, professor of Lebanese University, is with me now live from Beirut. Let's get his opinion on this. Now, Mr. Saleh, right now, of course, we heard earlier the violence that's occurring in Port Said. We're hearing of people being killed, injured in clashes there. And also during the protests yesterday, 9 people were killed, and now the president calling for calm. But what has made the streets of Cairo and elsewhere in Egypt so violent?
Well, it's it's unfortunate to see the streets of the the Maidan al-Tahrir and other cities, big cities like Alexandria and Port Said and other places, full of violence and shooting at people and killing some and injuring many people. That's really unfortunate. And I guess one of the main reasons would really raise here about the violence is that most of the opposition parties, they really point to the government that they were not sincere enough in order to afford what might appease the opposition parties, especially the monopoly over the government and the presidency and the institutional committee and also the constitution and all these things, and not doing anything to the traces or to the remainings of the last regime. That's what might create many criticisms and create many skepticism about the government. And probably Mr. Morsi has a duty to appease the people, and probably one of these things now about the sentences against these people who committed this crime in the soccer playground in Port Said, and I guess it's about time for the government to bring the teams and the other parties to participate in the government.
So Mr. Saleh, just quickly before we leave you, would you go as far as saying that what's changed after that revolution in Egypt is just Hosni Mubarak out of power, just a figure gone, but the same system those protests are saying still remaining? Would you go as far as saying that?
Unfortunately, I don't hear you. I don't hear you.
Okay, Mr. Saleh,
can you hear me now? I don't hear the question.
Can you hear me now?
Excuse me.
Okay, it looks like we just lost our connection there with Mr. Mohsen Saleh. Thank you very much, Mr. Mohsen Saleh, professor of Lebanese University, with us there live from Beirut.